Another prophecy I'd like to look at today and for us to consider, if you'd like to turn with me to Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Isaiah 11. I'm going to start in verse 10 there, and we'll move on and build from that point. Isaiah 11, 10. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign for the people, and it shall the Gentiles seek, and the rest shall be glorious. And in that day, question is, what day? Is it the prophet there talking about the day of his birth? If we would read further in our text, it talks about the day when he will recover the people from Assyrian captivity. Is it that day that he's talking about? Will either of these days be important that the root of Jesse will stand as an inside for the people? I think our answer is yes, all those days. Or could, let's think of this as well. Or could the prophet even be looking forward in time to another day in the life of this root? I guess that all 3 days could be what could be referred to as that day. But I think the prophet, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is looking to another day in time. Maybe not just the day when the angel appeared to the shepherds in the field, saying, "And as it was, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, and he shall be to this people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel with the multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. I think the angels knew, the shepherds knew, certainly Joseph and Mary knew, and in fact the whole world knows today that this babe born in a manger did not stay there. He wasn't to be a perpetual baby. He grew into a man with a mission. The root of Jesse grew because it had a good root system. And when we think of the day that this root shall grow into the ensign for the people, maybe we recognize his birth, there was a day they took him from the garden. They led him away and took him to mock trials to be crucified. John would speak of it and say in John 12:32, he would say, And when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Maybe we're thinking about that day that he was put on the cross. And as he was lifted up, Romans would even almost exactly, in Romans 15:12, would almost be exact words of Isaiah there. He said, And once more, and even quoting Isaiah, says, The root of Jesse will appear, one who will arise to rule over the Gentiles, and all the Gentiles will put their hope. We put our hope in Jesus, put our hope not only in the babe, but in the man that was crucified there upon the cross. We have these emblems before us today as we recognize that day in the life of Christ. And he didn't stay there either. He didn't stay in the cross. He didn't stay in the tomb. But we recognize that through these emblems today, recognizing the fact that his blood was poured out there on Calvary and his body was beaten apart there with the whip and the swords and fists and whatever else was used at that point in time, broken for us. As we have these in signs before us, we have these things before us that remind us of that day, that glorious day. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day that we have, this day in our life, Lord, where we can come and remember you and your Son. Remember that his life that was given on our behalf because of his love and compassion for us. We have these emblems that recognize that and bring forth to that in our mind, and we just pray that as we partake, that we become more solidified in you, more resolved to live a life fully for you, Lord. We just are so thankful for the love and compassion he had for us. For your Son's name we pray.